Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Philippa Gaines, longtime 14-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of 42 Rules for a Web Presence that Wins. We're talking about Google Analytics primarily for small business owners. In the last segment, Philippa, you helped us understand why we need to think about analytics and how to actually sign up for, go into Google and put in analytics in the search engine or do google.com/analytics you got to have a password. Your username, password, which your Gmail account will work for. And once you get in there, you can sign your company up and it'll start working. So tell us how that works.
Well, so you sign up and it gives you a little piece of code to put on every page of your website. So you need your web designer to get involved to help you do that. And then once you have that code running, then you can go into the analytics reports and start seeing what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. And talk to us. Tell us about what we're looking for. What are we trying to find?
Yeah. So you know, most people tend to just really look at the top level. You'll get a dashboard. You know, an executive sort of summary of the highlights of the period and how many people came, how long they stayed, that kind of thing. And probably you know, some listeners to the program are already doing that. The thing that I wanted to start talking about is encouraging people to go beyond that. So you can see the top-level stuff like how many visitors did we have? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people go, great, did we have more visitors this week than last mm-hmm. week? If that must mean we're doing something right. And they go, great, everything's fine, we can do something else, right? Mm-hmm. And that may not be the case. Just because you're getting more visitors doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting better results. So really thinking about what do you want people to do when they come to your site? What are those outcomes and those goals that you want them to fulfill? And then looking at which of our visitors are actually fulfilling those goals and what do we know about those visitors? Like, for instance, is there some commonality about where they come from, how they mm-hmm. found us, that makes them better visitors for us in that they do more of what we want? And looking for those kind of clues so that you can really
How do we determine that? Tell the audience how we determine where they came from and how they found us.
So the reports are split into various sections, and one of the sections is called referring traffic, and that tells you where they came from. Both you mm-hmm. know, in terms of did they come from a search. Did they come from one of your email newsletters? Did they come from social media that you're doing?
Did they get to me from Philippa's website or whatever?
Yeah, or did they mm-hmm. come from another website?
Yeah.
And then it will also tell you geographically where they came from, which is another important thing for small businesses.
Including geographically on planet Earth.
Yeah, right. So not all small businesses serve every single area of the country, right? Some of them are very local. So then you can look at some traffic and say, well, is this a traffic worth it to me to have, or do I not want to worry about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if your marketing efforts are producing a lot of traffic that really isn't qualified for your business, then that could tell you that you're spending time and effort doing some marketing that really isn't generating you the best results, even though it's generating some results.
Or it might be telling you need to add another product.
Well, yeah, that's happened too, and that's, you know, with my clients, that's certainly times when we've done that. And
that's a high-class
really
problem,
well.
Isn't it?
right. So, you know, the analytics actually has, you'll see a thing called segments, which allows you to look at specific types of visitor. And that's when it gets really interesting, because not all visitors are created equal, not all visitors mm-hmm. come with exactly the same mindset or needs. And so you need to look at them in groups as opposed to just looking at the whole mass of them. And that's when you start getting into these really interesting insights.
Well, you know, this is also where, if you're the owner, I know you know what you think looks right and what you think your website should look like. And I know you've got your ideas about all this. But when you build, when you have somebody build what you think is right, what you think is perfect and beautiful and wonderful, if people aren't, if people on the other side of the desk don't feel the same way, it'll show up in the analytics. And so this is where, Philippa, I think it's a good idea. I'm saying this to myself, Philippa. I have to have this conversation with myself over the years. This is where you let people who maybe are not thinking about the product so much as they are thinking about how people are, you know, what people want from an online experience, let them sort of guide you in how to develop your website, how to make it interesting, and how to drive the analytics. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, an example of what I'm talking about. So people who come to your website before often behave differently from people who are new to you, because if they're coming back, it means they're interested, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've seen you before, they're coming back. And so Google Analytics has a predefined, what we call a segment, where you can look at new and returning visitors separately and look at the difference in their behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be very, very interesting. New returning visitors tend to spend more because they already like you, right?
Right, right.
They tend to do more at your site. And if you look at those numbers, it can be a really powerful persuader to say, I need to do more to get returning visitors, which means really getting people to sign up for your newsletter so that you can remind them that you're around, what you're doing, and whether you've got a new product, right?
Yeah. Philip, I need your website, please.
Websitespatwin.com.
All right. So that's her website. The book is called 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Philippa Games.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.